Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Lab Trap. CAU. If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit a client of Tracing University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit a client of Tracing University.
Klein Attraction University, $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D, ad, playbook.com.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Dr. Marquard Russell, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. So today's episode, right now on the internet, you've probably seen a lot of things about challenges, and a lot of people are jumping into a challenge and completely ditching the strategy that we're doing, that we're working to start doing challenges. And I get it. When I saw this happening, I actually did a live stream where I broke down $7 million mistakes I see people making when it comes to doing challenges. So if you're thinking about doing challenges, or if you're doing challenges, it's going to be very, very valuable for you. Let's go ahead and jump into it right now.
Welcome, everyone. Super excited to have you all here. So whether you're watching this on YouTube or LinkedIn or Instagram or TikTok or wherever the team manages to put this at or stream this at, welcome, even if you're watching the replay. What I'm planning to talk about, because somebody actually reached out to me and asked me to cover this, because obviously challenges are like a big thing in the market right now. So we see a lot of people doing challenges and things of that nature. A lot of people are going that route. A lot of people thinking about doing it. A lot of people want to know what's the best way to do it. A lot of people kind of pulled in different directions, don't really know what to do. So he asked me to kind of talk about it. So, you know, I'm here to serve. If you all have any topics you ever want me to cover, of course, let me know as well. And I'm happy to do that. But we're going to, today he wanted me to cover challenges. Is this the best way to go? Smart way to do it? Not so smart? What would I suggest? All that. So basically what we're going to talk about is 5-day challenges and $7 million mistakes to avoid if you're thinking about doing one. So 5-day challenges and $7 million mistakes to avoid if you're thinking about doing one. So by the way, I'm not here to bash 5-day challenges, right? I just want to prepare you if this is the way you decide to do it, right? And huge disclaimer, we haven't even personally done a 5-day challenge. We actually were about to do one. I mean, launch, pages built out, email sync, everything built out. And we actually canceled it right in the middle of the first week of doing it. It was like, we just pulled the plug on it. And I'll explain why in a minute. So let's get to it. Number one, the first $1 million mistake you want to avoid when launching your 5-day challenge, if you're thinking about doing one, is thinking tactical versus strategic. So a lot of people come on the internet and they get swallowed whole because they think tactically and not strategically. So here's what I mean. So they see somebody talking about challenges, or they see this is a hot thing, or somebody talking about how much money they made on the challenge. So they decide, okay, I'm going to do a challenge, right? But they're not really thinking strategically. And when I say thinking strategically, when it comes to your business, you want to think, how does this fit into your overall business model? So for example, you may think, okay, cool. If you're going to do a challenge, how often are you going to do them? Or are you just doing it this one time just to kind of see how it works? Or just because it's an exciting thing right now, you got to get your dopamine fixed. So think strategically. How does this fit overall, long-term in your business? That's number one. And then how does this fit overall in terms of like hitting the goals that you have for the year or for the quarter? So how does this all tie together? Or is it something you're doing because it's the exciting thing right there, right now? So that's number one. Number two is getting distracted from what's already working. You'd be surprised, or you may not be surprised, how many people have something that's working really well for them, and then they get distracted by the new latest thing, and they stop doing what was already working. So for those of you who are thinking about doing challenges, or you're in the middle of doing your challenge, or you're about to do your challenge, or whatever the case may be, think, okay, is this the best thing for me to do? Or should I just stay focused on what I'm doing that's already working? right? Because here's the reality that most people won't tell you. It takes time to build in, out a marketing system or marketing campaign. It takes time to dial it in. So let's just say, for example, the first time you do it, it most likely won't work the way you want it to work. So it may take you 3 to 4 times to really get it dialed in. So let's say you do it quarterly. This means that you got to do this challenge for a full year to really get it dialed in where you want it to work. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have to do it a whole year. But what I'm saying is it takes some time. So let's say on the low end, it takes you about 90 days to get something dialed in. So that's your entire quarter gone. So let's say you took your eyes off the ball of what was working already. Now you're pulled a completely different way from what was already working. Huge mistake. And I made that mistake several times before, more times than I care to remember. But that happens. So you want to be aware that, okay, if this is working, I mean, if we're going to do this, how does this affect what we're currently doing? Or does it not have an effect on what we're doing? But you want to assess these things and not just jump into things just all excited. Okay? That's number two. Number three, third million-dollar mistake you want to avoid if you're thinking about doing a challenge is not having clear, concise messaging. Not having clear, concise messaging. So when people join your challenge, so like, what do you do? First of all, what do you do? So think with them statement. I help blank do blank. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? So when people go to your page to register for your challenge, you want it to be crystal clear what's in it for them. So you want to have clear, concise messaging. What's in it for them? And once they go to your site and they're there for 3 seconds, they need to know within 3 seconds, what's in it for them if they register for your event. Okay? 3 seconds. The 3 second rule. Again, we say that over and over and over and over and over. The 3 second rule. Okay? So not having clear, concise messaging. Okay? Number four, not having the right offer. So when I say not having the right offer, you want to have the right offer on the front end. Why they should actually buy? Why should they pay to join your challenge? That's number one. Why should they pay to join your challenge? What is the irresistible offer? The thing that you're selling them, how is that infinitely more valuable than the money you're going to be charging them? So whether that's $47, $67, $97, $197, $597, whatever, how is it more valuable? That's number one. And then you want to make sure you have the right offer on the back end. Some people are doing challenges, which I hope is not many. Some people are doing challenges and it's like they don't even have an offer at the end of it, which is a huge mistake. So what is the thing that you're offering or what is the thing you're going to offer at the end of your challenge? That's what you want. You want to be crystal clear on that. Okay. So that's number four. Number five, this is a big one. Not being in alignment. Not being in alignment. Is doing this 5-day challenge in alignment with you personally? Is it in alignment with your company and your company goals and what you're looking to accomplish and your mission and vision and all that good stuff? So let me explain what I mean. One of the big reasons we killed our challenge is because it wasn't in alignment with who we were, who we are, right? So the reason we shut ours down completely, I'm talking about we built up, like everything, we was like ready to go. We was like selling tickets and everything. I'm talking about we actually shut it down. We refunded everybody the money who had bought tickets already. Like straight up, because we realized that this really isn't in alignment. So let me explain. So we got an event coming up called Client Attraction Made Easy. It's January 29th and it's a virtual event, right? And y'all may have seen some of the ads for it. Anybody seen the ads for it yet? Maybe, maybe not. But basically, I talk about in the ad, and one of the reasons we killed it again is because, let me ask y'all this. If I can teach you how to get more clients and how to scale your business and add an extra 5 to 6 figures per month, if I can teach you this methodology and give you this marketing plan in one day, would you rather me break it up and teach you over 5 days? What would you prefer? I'm just curious. What would you prefer? If I can teach you this in one day, would you rather me teach it to you in one day? Or would you like me to break it up over 5 days? What would y'all prefer? So launching with purpose, at how do you not hurt the brand when you have to go back and say the challenge canceled? So basically, we were just honest. We just let them know, hey, look, we're canceling this. It's not really in alignment. Here's why we're canceling it. But this is what we're going to do instead. So we're just totally honest with them. Okay, so some people said 5 days. So let me make sure I'm asking this question correctly so we all on the same page. So if I can teach you something in one day, so let's say, for example, I can give you a marketing plan where you can leave and start getting clients. And let's say I can teach you this on a Saturday and you leave with the game plan to go implement. Would you rather me teach you that in one day, or would you like me to teach it to you over 5 days, over a week? Okay. Some people said over five. Okay, cool. So everybody's different, right? I know for me personally, if I want to learn something, I'd rather learn it in one day versus having to do it over 5 days. Now, if I got to do it over 5 days, I get it. Some things, it's intense. So I've gone to events, it's 3 days. I've even gone to, I think the longest event I've gone to is a 5 day event, right? So I've done a 5 day event, right? I know for me, I want to go implement. I'd rather you teach me in one day. And then now I got these next 4 days to go implement, right? Versus, all right, now I got to wait till, if it starts Monday, I got to wait till Friday to get all these. I'm not saying, here's the deal, y'all. I'm not saying either way is better, right? I'm not saying either way is better. I think it's based on your personal preference. That's why I said being in alignment. With me, I'm a huge advocate of simplicity. Right. I'm a huge advocate of simplicity and like helping people get results fast, because I have a philosophy. It's like it is. If you want to impress someone, you make it complicated. But if you want to help them, you make it simple. If you want to impress someone, you make it complicated. You want to help them make it simple. So I was like, OK, in alignment with that, being simplistic, straightforward, help people get results. Simplification is doing this thing over 5 days in alignment with that. And what I realized after having these hard conversations with myself was, it wasn't in alignment. So even if that looks like giving people their money back, all that, because it's not in alignment, I'm totally cool with that. Because I want to make sure everything that we're doing is totally in alignment and it's not just a money play. Which is why we just decided to stick with our one-day events, because we know that people get results from our one-day events, right? Now, let me say this. If you haven't registered for the Client Attraction Made Easy virtual event, I highly recommend going to get a ticket. You can go to clientattractionmadeeasy.com. So go to clientattractionmadeeasy.com. Clientattractionmadeeasy.com. So all you got to do is go to clientattractionmadeeasy.com. Once you go to clientattractionmadeeasy.com, you'll see step one, just put your name, email, and phone number in there. And the next page, it'll show you the two different options you can do to get a ticket, right? One of the options, you can do a general admission ticket, right? General admission ticket, really straightforward. You will see all the details on there. The second option, you actually see if you want to do a VIP ticket, you can do a VIP ticket. I got a short video on there that explains the options and all that. So I ain't going to go full throttle into pitching the event and all that. If you enjoy our lives, you enjoy our content and all that, you probably get a ton of value out of investing, you know, 5 hours, 4 or 5 hours, or however long it takes for us to walk you through this whole process on January 29th. So go to clientattractionmadeeasy.com. It's clientattractionmadeeasy.com. Clientattractionmadeeasy.com. If you're on Instagram, you can click the link in the bio somewhere around here. Go get your ticket. Yeah. So that's that. So that's that. Number five, not being in alignment. I got two more and then we'll open up for some questions. Number six, thinking is going to fix your business. Some people think that if they do a challenge, it's going to fix their business. Some people think that if they run ads, it's going to fix their business. Let me be honest with you. More ads, more tactics is not going to fix a broken business. More ads, more tactic is not going to fix a broken offer. So if your offer sucks, if what you're offering sucks and you don't got the right messaging, you don't got clear, concise messaging, you don't got solid deliverables, you don't got a solid offer, all that different type of stuff, it doesn't matter if you do challenges. It doesn't matter if you do webinars. It doesn't matter if you run ads. It doesn't matter if you do a quiz funnel. It doesn't matter if you do a book funnel. It doesn't matter what you do. If you don't have the right offer, the right messaging, the right business model, if you don't have those things, it doesn't matter. But most people look at all these external tactics that they can actually do to fix their business, and none of that stuff ain't gonna work. Okay, so that's number six. And number seven is trying to just funnel hack someone that seems to have a challenge that's working. Listen, y'all, I know the term funnel hacking is like a big thing online right now. So some people will be like, hey, look, I'm gonna just go funnel hack this person steal their pages, steal their messaging, all this different type of stuff. And I'm going to just implement it and it's going to work for me. But what you have to realize is that funnel hacking is not a solid strategy, because it's the stuff that you don't see that make it work. It's not just the pages. It's not just the words on the pages. It's not just the colors. It's not just the buttons. A lot of that stuff is part of it, but the stuff that actually makes it work, right? The stuff that actually makes it all work is a lot of times the stuff you don't see. That's why you got to invest in an expert who knows what they're doing and they can break it all down to you. So for example, it's the story of this plumber, I think. A plumber came over and the plumber was like, it's $500 if I fix this. And it was like, okay, cool. The plumber came and they told the plumber what happened. And the plumber was like, okay, cool. So the plumber hit the pipe in this one spot and it immediately started working. It was immediately fixed. And it was like, okay, cool, it's $500. The person was like, oh, well, that only took you 2 minutes. I should just pay for the 2 minutes. And he was like, no, you're paying for the time that I've invested to learn where to hit the pipe. So it took them X amount of time to learn where to hit the pipe so they can fix this in 2 minutes, right? But a lot of people are trying to hack the system and all that versus just going to hire somebody to help them do it so they can make sure they get it done right the first time. So that's number seven, just trying to funnel hack people. So let me say this. If now, before we go further, I'm going to do some question and answer and all that. If you're a coach or consultant, or a coach, consultant, expert business, maybe you're a service provider, maybe you're a course creator, maybe you're a speaker, maybe you're an agency owner, something like that, and you want to get more clients. For those of you who meet that criteria, you're expert type, expert slash client-based business, and you want to attract more clients. How many of you fit that criteria? You're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a course creator, service provider, and you want to attract more clients, and you may want to add an extra 5 to 6 figures to your monthly revenue. How many of you meet that criteria? If you meet that criteria, put a one in the chat or one in the comment section if you're on Instagram. If you meet that criteria, I want to invite you to a rapid growth planning call. Basically, on these rapid growth planning calls, here's what happens. We jump on the phone with you. We look at where you currently in your business. Maybe you're in the beginning phases. Maybe you're in the middle phases. Maybe you're doing a million plus. Or maybe you're doing 6 figures plus. Or maybe you're looking to have your first 5-figure month. It depends, right? Where you are. Based on where you are, we look at, okay, here's where you are. And we look at, okay, where are you looking to go? Not like 5, 10 years from now, but like, where are you looking to be this time next year, for example? What, this time end of the year? Then we look back and say, okay, cool. Where are you looking to be 90 days from now? And then based on those 90 days, we come up with a game plan for what you can implement over the next 90 days to make that happen. So we basically look at, what are you currently charging? What should you be charging? Who is your ideal client? Where are they hanging out online? How do you get them in front of you? How do you attract them to you? How do you get clients to pay you $3,000 to $10,000 or more? If you don't already have an offer where people pay you $3,000 to $10,000 or more, we show you how to create an offer that you can charge $3,000 to $10,000 or more. So we dive into all that specific on this call. And at the end of the call, you can actually take the game plan and go implement it on your own. Or you can find somebody else to help you implement it. Or if you decide you want us to help you implement it, then we'll talk about a game. We'll reschedule another call to talk about how we can actually help you implement, okay? So if you want to take advantage, I'm covering the fee. So this doesn't cost you anything. I'm covering the fee. Don't worry about it. If you want to take advantage of one of these rapid growth planning calls, here's what I want you to do. If you're on Facebook, I want you to comment CAU. Just in the comment section on Facebook, just put CAU in the comment section. Just the letter CAU. If you're on Instagram, I want you to send me a direct message on Instagram. So send me a direct message on Instagram. Just put CAU. And the reason I want Instagram to send me a direct message is because once I click in on this in a few minutes, in a little bit, it's going to delete all the comments. And we won't be able to see where you put your CAU. So if you're on Instagram, just put CAU in my direct message. If you're on Facebook, comment CAU in the comment section. Just comment CAU. Now, if you're listening to this or you're watching this on YouTube, the podcast, whatever the case may be, I want you to text 404-357-8892. It's 404-357-8892. 404-357-8892. And when you text that number, I want you to put your name, CAU, and the best time to call you. And that's a real phone number. It's not a text software or anything like that. It's a real phone number. So please don't play on it or text it at crazy times. Text 404-357-8892. 404-357-8892. I know somebody going to ask me, what's that number again? The number is 404 657-8892. When you text that number, just put your name, put CAU, and the best time to call you. So your name, CAU, and the best time to call you. Okay, your name, CAU, and the best time to call you. So text that, or like I said, you can just send me a direct message on Instagram if you're on Instagram, or if you're on Facebook, just comment CAU, or like I said, if you want to get ahead of the class or you're somewhere else, you can text 404-357-8892. All right, so that's that. Let's jump into some Q&A. What questions do y'all have? What should your channel teach your audience? Should it be paid or free? All right, good question. So let's be clear. So number one, I'm not an expert on challenges, right? And I think you should consider all those seven things before even doing one. We've never even done a challenge. And I kind of explained why we haven't done one and why we stopped the one that we were going to do. But I think in terms of what it should teach your audience, it should teach them based on their expertise and what it is they want. What it is, what's the problem they're looking to solve. Should it be paid or free? Probably paid, but I think you could test it, but probably paid. What's the website for the event on the 29th? The website is clientattractionmadeeasy.com. Clientattractionmadeeasy.com. When I set up this rapid growth call, is it with you directly? No, it was be with somebody on the team, one of our client attraction specialists. How many people do you think it takes to run a successful $1 million business? It depends on the business. Some companies can run leaner than others. So it depends on the business, really. How would you help an educator? What type of educator? So give me an idea of exactly what you do. Okay, I sell math books to elementary schools. How much are your packages usually? At least 2,000. So yeah, so if you sell something for like premium prices, like 2,000 is typically on the very low end. So we probably could help you. So we had to have a conversation to see, like, because I got a lot more questions. But yeah, but if you want to attract more clients, we could most likely help you. But just got more questions. So if you want to chat, shoot me a DM. Just send me a DM that says CAU, and then let's catch a little chat with you. And then we can ask some more questions, Doc. Dr. JC, I think that's what it says. I'm a coach, but a vocal coach, music related. Would the CAU system be helpful to me? Yes. Yeah, we've helped coaches and we help people with instruments, all different types of stuff. Yeah. So if you want clients for vocal coaching, yes, we definitely help you with that. What do you think is a decent amount of people in a group to start a decent following? Well, I mean, if you got a decent amount of people in the group, I mean, you've already started a decent following. So don't really get caught up so much on the numbers. Just focus more on the quality and not like the quantity of the people. If for our business model and our current audience isn't buying, would that be going back to messaging and building a new audience? What we want for our target audience, which is for me is entrepreneurs. So entrepreneurs is super broad, right? So what type of entrepreneurs? If they aren't buying, it could be a lot of different variables. It could be your offer. It could be your messaging. It could be a lot of different variables of why they're not buying. Can you have two separate offers and still be congruent? It depends on the two different offers and how you do it. What do you think is the biggest challenge in training mind state versus providing a list of actions for a client to execute? Well, the biggest thing, I think you mean mindset. What do you think is the biggest challenge in training it? When you provide a list of actions for people to execute, most people just frankly aren't going to execute. And it's mainly because of mindset issue. So I think I don't think it's a challenge on training it if you know how to train it. But I think most people just don't know how to train it. So I don't know if that's answering your question, CJ. Let me know if it's not. Would you ever let someone on your live to ask questions live? I'm not sure. It would have to be somebody who I know, though. Like sometimes people request access to come on and go live, but I don't like know you. So I don't know like what you're capable of coming on here doing. You know what I'm saying? And it's like my job to like protect everybody on here. Like if I bring somebody on here live, and now all the people who are on Instagram who are watching, if somebody comes on here and like flashes the whole group, for example, I mean, that's on me. It's like they were on my live and they did something perverted like that. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully that makes sense. But if it bothers somebody I know and you're kind of pre-vetted, then possibly. But yeah, I think the Q&A works like this really well also. I already asked that. Is your offer done for you or done with you? So it's a mixture. It's a hybrid. So it's done with you And a lot of the stuff is done. It's done with you, and some of the stuff is already done for you. So, like a lot of the campaigns, like a lot of the, like our client, our entire client attraction system is already done for you. We just kind of plug it into your business, and then we help you modify it. So, like the email follow ups, the pages, the script, the video, all that stuff is already pre-done. We just plug it into your business. So it's like a mixture of done with you and done for you. Let me know if that makes sense, Arthur. CJ said, and how do you cultivate a long-term mind state in clients that lets them stay patient and consistent for 30, 60, or 90 days versus immediate returns? I think it really boils down to the pre-framing. Letting people, pre-framing individuals and let them know. So some people sell the hypey type information. Like, hey, get in here and you make $1 million in 30 days, 60 days, whatever. So you kind of sell that. So they set people up with inappropriate expectations. So I think what's very important to set proper expectations with your clients as you bring them on board. That makes sense. You're saying they aren't motivated enough to try in good faith. So when they don't see immediate results, they just stop trying. Yeah, some people do. That's the case. That's definitely the case for some people. So it just depends. And I think it's important to be clear on like who you work with and who you want to work with. All that plays a huge, major role. I know you've been in business for a few years. How do you plan your tasks for the week and day? That's a great question, Ray Digger. So I actually, if you inside the Facebook, well, you're obviously inside the Facebook group. If you go under the media section in Facebook, in the Facebook group and scroll down, I actually got a full video in there that breaks down how do I plan my weeks and days. It's like a full video, step by step by step. Yeah. So it's in there. Go check it out and then let me know your thoughts on it. Now, again, just as a reminder, you can take advantage of one of these rapid growth planning calls while they're free, right? For the rapid growth planning call, all you got to do is shoot me a DM. If you're on Instagram, shoot me a DM. If you're on Facebook, please don't shoot me a DM because I don't even check these DMs on this particular account where I'm going live from. So please don't shoot me a DM. Or if you're on Facebook, comment CAU. And in that way, we can get you scheduled for your rapid growth planning call. On this rapid growth planning call, we're going to help you map out a specific game plan to add an extra 5 to 6 figures to your monthly revenue. If you will add an extra 5 to 6 figures to your monthly revenue, will be totally up to you. So I can't make any claims that you're going to add an extra 5 to 6 figures just from having one of these calls. We're going to map out a game plan for you to do that. So if you want to add an extra $10,000, $20,000, up to $100,000 or more to your monthly income, we help you do that. So whatever you made last year, you want to make that per month. This year, we'll map out a game plan to actually help you do that. If you want to take advantage of that, it's simple. Facebook, just comment CAU. Just put CAU in the Facebook comments. Just the letter CAU. If you're on Instagram, send me a direct message. Just put CAU in the direct message, just CAU. And if you want to text to get in the VIP line or get them from the list, or you're somewhere else listening to this, you can just text 404-357-8892, 404-357-8892. That's 404-357-8892. And just put your name, CAU, and the best time to call you. All right. And again, I'm waiving the fee on a rapid growth planning call. I'm covering the cost for you because I know how valuable these can be for you. All right. Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.